Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast, Selling with HubSpot. We're here with David Torres, who in addition to being a sales legend, is also a jiu-jitsu badass.
Thank you. That's what I like to put on my LinkedIn as well. I'm a jiu-jitsu badass.
Jiu-jitsu, yeah, I love it. You really should.
I actually had someone reach out to me saying, hey, I see you train jiu-jitsu. Let's hope one day business happens on the mats, not just at the golf course.
Love it.
That LinkedIn message, he can send me whatever he wants. That guy connected with me in my soul.
Brilliant. Yeah. Oh, I love it, man. Now, David, so we were talking before already. You told us a bit about who you are, what you do at HubSpot. Could you give us a reminder maybe for people who haven't listened to our previous episode?
So I've been at HubSpot for 10 years now. Today's 2023. I started 2013. I don't know when you're watching this video or just listening to this podcast, but as of right now, it's 10 years. And it's been an insane 10 years because I started my sales career at HubSpot. I was a BDR, cold calling, making my dials, became a rep, became a manager. Now I'm a director. So I've gotten to see the evolution of not only HubSpot as a business and as a company and as a product, but also the way that we as salespeople have had to pivot, have had to evolve, have had to grow. Because what worked yesterday is not always going to work tomorrow, you know. And the cool thing is, as we were talking, there's parallels with the hobby that we both enjoy, this idea of combat sports, and in my world, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Love it. And we're also remembering that time, like when COVID was shutting down everything, the world was shutting down. We were here for Partner Day got canceled.
That's right.
And it was just like you, me, and like five other people in the office.
Yeah.
And we were talking about jiu-jitsu, and I do Krav Maga, you do jiu-jitsu. Why not? Let's go train together.
Let's go train.
Yeah.
So in hindsight, I'm so happy that everything worked out well, because that was very much a time of uncertainty.
Coming from international
probably
flights.
Should have been a little more responsible on my end, but nah, I'm glad we trained, and
it was a blast.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So David, could you tell us a bit, we're talking about like how there's so many parallels between jiu-jitsu and selling.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that? What kind of parallels do you see? What kind of lessons do you see that you can draw from jiu-jitsu and implement them in your sales?
So for those of that don't know, the sport of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, or Jiu-Jitsu in general, it's they call it the gentle art, but it does to be a very contact-based sport. It's a sport where you're looking to win a fight using chokes, using arm locks. You're trying to take home a shoulder, an elbow. You're trying to take home a knee. And it can be a sport that's a little bit brutal. And it's a sport that's and it can be very humbling too. Because I weigh, let's say, 170, right? And I'm 5'11", and I'm thinking to myself, well, I know how to fight, and I'm a tough guy. And then you're going to meet some guy at the gym who's maybe a buck 40, and he's gonna make you feel like, do you even train? Do you even know how to get out of things?
Bro.
Yeah, exactly. And your ego is consistently hit, because there's days you show up to the gym and you're the hammer and everybody's a nail. And there's days when you show up and you're like, oh, today I'm gonna be the nail for everybody, you know. And it's gonna be a cycle of grinding. It's gonna be a cycle of being like, this is gonna be rough. This is gonna suck. But you know what? I'm going to get through this. And the cool thing about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is you really do get out of it what you get it put into it, but you're going to lose so much more than you win. And that's, I think, my first parallel with sales. Because whenever you get on the mat, and they always say like your first day is your most important day. Because once you start, you get a sense of, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where I need to improve. And am I committed with myself to do it? Because you're going to lose a lot more than you're going
to
win.
And it's easy to get frustrated by that.
It's so easy to get frustrated. It's such an ego check. You know, especially when you have folks that show up and they've been successful athletes playing football, maybe even boxing, doing Muay Thai.
Yeah,
the big guys. And then you're like, oh, that's a pretty big arm you have. Let me just drag it across and get on your back. Oh, what can you do now? I got your neck. You know, and it can be very humbling. And I always think about sales, because the best close rate that I've seen, let's say floats around a 30%. That means that you're losing 70% of the time. So you're gonna lose a lot more, at least twice as much as you win. And that can be so defeating, that can be so deflating. So when you start doing jiu-jitsu, you're known as a white belt, you know, you show up, and it really is about a year and a half of learning how to survive. Knowing that, you know what? Yeah, that was not fun, but I'm not made of glass. I can come back tomorrow. Ooh, and I actually got a little bit better, and I was actually able to survive a lot longer than I was previously surviving. You know what? That's a little victory. And I think so much of sales depends on finding little victories, because otherwise you're gonna burn yourself out. You're gonna get frustrated. But if you recognize hey, today I was a little bit better than I was yesterday, that's progress. And if you can be a little bit better today, a little bit better tomorrow, a little bit better the day after tomorrow, you just made, let's say, 10, 15, 20% improvement in 3 days, happy days, just because you are open to trying things differently. See, in jiu-jitsu, what happens a lot is when you don't know what you don't know, you make mistakes. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot when you train is, hey, keep your elbows by your hips. Because the second that your elbows are up, that's
open.
Isolated, that's weak. Well, when you start out, your arms are over here and they're flailing and someone's arm dragging you. Someone is taking your arm home with them. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't know my arm was supposed to bend that way. Oh no, it doesn't. And you have to tap. But as time goes on, you learn, ooh, you know what? Last time I made a mistake of leaving out my elbow way too deep. You know what? Let me tuck it in a little bit. You recognize, oh, I'm coming in with my head first and that's why I keep getting choked. Let me not come in with my head. Let me come in with my hips first because that's going to give me a better base. So the more you train the sport, the more you recognize, oh, these are the little mistakes that I'm making that are creating big consequences for myself. So your first 2 years in jiu-jitsu are really about survival. It's, can you get your skins or can you, you know, skin your knees and get back up? And I think a lot about that in sales, especially when you're starting out at here at HubSpot. You're going to skin your knees. And that's almost a given. That's why we have a generous ramp. But the other side of that coin is, do you have what it takes to just be a little bit better? Can you make one small improvement today that's going to yield you one small improvement tomorrow? Because that's two improvements right there. And that's really the first big parallel with jiu-jitsu. The second parallel with jiu-jitsu is you're going to learn a lot of things, but not everything is going to be required that right then and there. I'll give you an example. So there's things called escapes. When someone's on top of you, and they're, you know, suffocating you and they're putting their weight down, and you can try one escape and you might be good at that escape, but what if that person's better at holding the position than you are at that escape?
Yeah.
You can't keep getting yourself attached to that escape. You got to learn one more. And now it's where you get a decision. What do I do? And it really comes down to that moment in time, because not everything's going to work, especially when you're fighting another trained assassin, you know, not everything's going to work. But if you
can't stay in your comfort zone,
you can't. Once you recognize, okay, this context is different, what do I do in this particular context? That's where you grow as a jiu-jitsu fighter and as an athlete. Same in sales. I might be really good at doing a sales pro demo, and I'm so good at talking about automation, and I can talk about automation this, and then I'm going to run into a prospect who goes, I know automation, what else you got? And that's where you freeze. That's when you start to think to yourself, oh, well, let me tell you about reporting. And you fumble. But if you recognize the context for what it is, and you're open to learning of, why am I being stuck in this position? Hey, prospect, why is that important? Or, hey, prospect, how did you get to know so much about automation? Tell me a little bit about your context. Tell me about your day to day. And you're able to learn, you pivot next time you run into that situation. See, the cool thing about jiu-jitsu is everything becomes a learning opportunity. And as cheesy as it sounds, the mindset you have got to have is, I don't lose. Either I win or I learn.
Love it.
Because you're going to be learning a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
You're going to be learning more than you're going to be winning.
You're going to be learning about three times as much as you're winning. And same thing happens in sales. If you're not learning with every interaction, if you're marking that deal close lost, and the only thing you're saying to yourself is, this prospect sucked, then you made a massive mistake.
And you can make so many excuses.
It's so easy to make. Excuses. Are you kidding me?
Everybody does.
It's so easy.
It gets it off your back.
And I love not carrying that weight. But every time you do that, you do yourself a disfavor. Because it could be, Luis, that the prospect, maybe they were a difficult prospect. Okay, let that be that. Maybe that opponent you grappled with, maybe they were heavier than you. Maybe they got 20 pounds of muscle on me. Maybe that's a reason why they were better. If I just let that be the reason why, then what's my alternative? Am I just going to fundamentally change who I am as a person?
You're not learning anything.
Yeah. So now I can think to myself, okay, well, that person had 20 pounds on me. How do I take advantage of that? Because you got 20 pounds on me and I pull you, that's an extra 20 pounds that's going to be off balanced. So now I got to work on, how do I off balance you more often and quicker, right? Because that's how you grow in the sport. That's really what you learn as you progress in the jiu-jitsu art. You learn not all the contexts are the same. Your opponent is not always the same. They might be heavier, they might be lighter. Sometimes I actually struggle more with lighter guys than I do with bigger dudes. Because bigger guys are more to hold on to. Smaller guys, they got hips that'll just turn on the dime, and you're consistently chasing. And you gotta learn, okay, my game's gotta evolve now. But that's the cool thing about jiu-jitsu. That's the same thing with sales. Your prospects might have an echo. They might be similar, but they're not the same. So you can't always say, this is my A game and this is how I sell. No, You got to listen.
I love that.
You
got to
learn.
Yeah. An echo, but not the same.
Exactly.
Love it. Yeah.
They're an echo, but they're not the same. So if you just think, I'm going to apply the same thing that I've always done, you're going to hit a brick wall when the world devolves around you. And that happens in jiu-jitsu too. A few years ago, there was a crew out of New York. They called the John Danaher Death Squad. Because this gym, and they called the Blue Basement, the stinky basement in New York City, started working on these techniques that would attack the hip and the leg. And when they showed up to compete at the world stage in ADCC or in the Mundials, what they started noticing is that no other professional athletes who are also getting paid
and that's like the Jiu-Jitsu Olympics.
This is the World Cup. Yeah, this is the Jiu-Jitsu Olympics. And they were tearing through the opponents. And we're talking about guys who are like, whoa, I win. How'd you tap me so easily? Because they were ahead, because they evolved the sport. And everyone else had to catch up.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that happens to us in this sales world too. The one consistent thing though is that crew, the Danaher Death Squad, evolved because they were happy to learn. If you stop learning, you're drowning. You're not going to do well.
Like, oh yeah, I'm at the top, and yeah, you got comfort. Rocky, man.
Yeah.
That's the story behind, what is it, Rocky 2, Rocky 3?
You consistently have got to train.
Yeah, you can't stay in your comfort zone.
No.
Well, I mean, that's like everything. Like if you reach the top, you get comfortable, you're like, oh no, I'm super chill here. I don't need to learn. You're going to get taken down.
If I could freeze time and I can say like, I was number one in 2013 at that one competition, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
If the only thing that ever mattered was that one competition back in 10 years ago. That's not the way the world works. You know, just because I was number one 2015, I can't hold on to that glory forever. That's not who I am in 2023. You know, the world evolves and you got to evolve with it.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
That only happens when you can be humble and when you recognize there's days that you show up where you're going to be the hammer, and there's days that you show up where you're going to be the nail. And that's the parallel with sales and jiu-jitsu. You have got to evolve in sales. You have got to listen and learn. And you got to say, ooh, this context is a little bit different. So let me try something new. I think the best thing about jiu-jitsu as a combat sport compared to something like boxing or Muay Thai, in boxing, there are dire consequences in the sense that if you get knocked out, you're losing brain. You're getting, every time you get a little rocked or a little wobbly, that's brain cells that are dying, you know? In jiu-jitsu, the worst thing that's gonna happen to me is you grab my neck, the world starts to go dark, and I'm like, you know what? You got me. I'm gonna tap. And the second you tap, you get to try again. I love that. If I get knocked out in boxing, I'm out for a good 2-3 months, because you got to protect the brain, you know, and that probably might be rushing it to get back. But in jiu-jitsu, if I get tapped this round, I'm going to take a break, drink some water with electrolytes. I'm going to be a little stretched out. I'm going to say, okay, let me do it again. In sales, if I have a bad call, what time is it right now? Right now is going to be noon. If right now I had the worst call of my life, I have 5 minutes where I can take a deep breath, say, well, that wasn't fun. What am I going to do differently this next call? And I get to go again immediately. It's not like I'm a surgeon, and I always think, if I was a surgeon and I operate on hearts, if I have a bad day in the office, someone might have passed away. Those are dire consequences. But in sales, if I mess up this deal, on to the next deal. And that's the beauty of jiu-jitsu. You get
that
to
really
go again.
That puts it into perspective.
Yeah,
I love
we
that.
Get to try again. Yeah. And same in sales. But again, we go back to, are you sticking to your A game, or are you getting out of your comfort zone to evolve? Are you seeing, the market is now doing these leg locks. Am I going to evolve with the market, or am I going to say, that doesn't matter, let me stick to my A game? You know, because then you're going to get punished real bad when someone has that and you don't. So when we think about sales, hey, how well are you prepared by listening to your prospect? How well do you understand their business? Do you understand the context of the economy at large? Right now, if you're selling agro, hey, the world's in a weird spot. You know, hey, how are you as an agro company pivoting with the weather patterns? How's that impacting you? That has nothing to do with software, but it's the context that your customer finds themselves in. So let's think about that. If you're a construction company or you're a real estate developer, you ask yourself, hey, so with interest rates going up, how are you pivoting? That has nothing to do with product. that has everything to do with their world and the context that you're stepping into.
You really got to understand them, not just the theory behind like what you're selling or like your holds and it's the same thing. You gotta really take your toolbox and apply it in that context.
Exactly. And not everything's gonna work right then and there. I have what I believe to be a really decent snap down. Snap down is a wrestling technique that you use to get the fight to the ground. Mine's pretty decent. But there are some guys out there who have these massive shoulders and massive traps where I can try as hard as I can to snap down, and it ain't working. So now is where I gotta get creative. So if I snap down to create a reaction, can I maybe pivot to the back? Can I get an arm drag and then cut the corner? You know, those are things that you learn through experience. So if I'm in a sales process and my snap down is not working, I gotta think to myself, how do I pivot? You know, so that's where being prepared. Listening. That's that extra edge that you have that's going to make you productive when you are going through that sales process. Same with jiu-jitsu. Being creative, being in the moment, being aware of what you know and what you don't know. That's what's going to open up opportunities for you to try new things. But you go back to that idea of you have to be open to knowing that you're going to lose a lot more than you're going to win. And that's just a given.
And you got to learn to lose. You got to learn to love to lose.
Exactly. Because you know what? You, Luis, maybe you're so much better than me. And I can be frustrated. I can go home being like, this sport sucks. I hated that opponent. You know what? And then I can, you know, start talking myself a list. Well, you know what? Maybe he's on the juice. Maybe he's on steroids. And that's why he beat me. Or you can say, well, you know what? Like, of course he beat me. You know, he was a D1 athlete. Like, and that's where the excuses happen. Or I can recognize, ooh, there's levels to this game. And you just showed me a brand new level. Okay. What does it take for me to get there? And that's where that learner's mindset, that growth mindset, that idea of let's step out of our comfort zone so we can grow, that's where you really win in jiu-jitsu and in sales.
I love it.
I guess in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it, David. Yeah. Great lessons.
Thank you.
Any recommendations for someone in HubSpot, in sales, who wants to draw these lessons from jiu-jitsu and apply them in their sales and in their life in general?
First thing, you gotta step up to the mats and you gotta start training. I do think there's a, it's funny because at HubSpot we have jiu-jitsu around the world. Like there's a Dock Jiu-Jitsu Club, there's a Dublin Jiu-Jitsu Club. Here in Cambridge, there's a few folks that, you know, train together or we all communicate with a Slack channel. In Bogota, in Bogo Spot, there's a Jiu-Jitsu Academy right next door that we have a partnership with where they'll let us go train. So it happens at any corner of the HubSpot world. So if you're interested in trying, find a HubSpotter, get someone to go to the mats with you. But once you do show up, recognize that it's not going to be what you imagined. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. Maybe you'll recognize, ooh, I'm not as flexible as I thought I was, or I'm not in shape as I thought I was, or I'm not as tough as I thought I would be. And that's okay, because now it's about what comes next. And you can choose never ever to train again, or you can say, okay, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be ready to try things in a different way.
And that's the thing. It lets you know what you got to work on.
Yeah, you get immediate feedback.
Yeah.
You get immediate feedback in the sport. So if you're
just
interested,
like sales.
Just like sales.
Yeah.
Because the market will decide. The market gives you the feedback.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So if you're interested in trying jiu-jitsu, I think be brave and just give it a go. Make sure you stay hydrated. That's a great tip for sales, for life, and and sport. Make sure you stay hydrated. Make sure you get your electrolytes in. Yeah, because your body's a machine. Actually, I fully do mean this. There was an article in NPR that said when you're hydrated, you think faster, you process quicker, and you have the ability to be more patient.
Yeah,
I need that.
Sometimes, I mean, you have a headache and, oh, I'm going to take an ibuprofen. All you need is electrolytes.
Yeah. Or sometimes, like, because of that headache, you stop listening. Or you're like, sorry, but what did you say, prospect? Here, let me just take you to the demo. You can't do that. You got to be hydrated. So stay hydrated. It'll help you do better in sport and in your sales calls and in your day-to-day.
And life in general. We're like with your spouse, anything.
Yeah.
Your kids.
So stay hydrated. That's the second tip. And then the third thing is look to learn. You know, that's it. Jiu-jitsu is a sport where you learn. Get ready to learn.
Love it. All right. Awesome. Thanks, David.
Hey.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Love it.
See you. Awesome.